Hi, y'all. I'm Eli Wilkerson, certified fraud examiner and U.S. Army veteran, Afghanistan 2010-2011. I have served 10 years in Texas law enforcement and have earned a Master's of Business Administration. Take a trip with me back in time to the 1920s, to a time of booms and busts, to an era of glitz and greed, which built a powder keg of crime, corruption, and murder. We don't even have to travel to Chicago. Let's take a short drive to the rolling plains of northeastern Oklahoma. Let's turn the pages of Killers of the Flower Moon by David Graham. Like all true crime stories, there is the prosecution. In the 1920s, Osage County, city of Pawhuska, Oklahoma. Wealthy members of the Osage tribe that own oil head rights have been dying or escaping death under questionable circumstances. First, the Pinkertons, and then the Burns Detective Agencies were contracted to flush out the criminals. But due to the evidence trail going cold, funds running out, and payoffs, both agencies abandoned the investigation. Second, the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation made an attempt, but due to corruption, the investigation was closed. The U.S. government's special agent Tom White and his team with the Bureau of Investigation figured out who the killers were, William K. Hale and Ernest Burkhart. The federal prosecutors and special agent Tom White flipped Ernest Burkhart to build a better case against William Hale for murder and conspiracy. Ernest Burkhart at first willingly provided information to federal prosecutors, then under questionable circumstances, he changed his story. This made the prosecution's case against William Hale more difficult. Eventually, Ernest Burkhart cooperated and the federal case was brought against William K. Hale. A federal prosecutor stated a warning about Hale. Because of his power and his influence, it would be, quote, not only useless but positively dangerous to try him in the Oklahoma state courts. Through some federal legal maneuvers, the federal prosecutors were able to gain jurisdiction over the allegations of murder against William K. Hale. On October 29th, 1926, a federal jury found William K. Hale guilty of first-degree murder. The jury recommended life in prison. The judge accepted and passed down the sentence of life in prison with forced hard labor. Most likely, a single conviction of murder against William K. Hale was only a sliver of the crimes he had committed. The conviction served as a tool to stop an organized crime outfit operating in Osage County. Just my opinion, Al Capone's tax evasion conviction 9 years later was a comparable strategy. I'm Eli Wilkerson, certified fraud examiner and U.S. Army veteran.
The Radio Readers Book Club is an on-air, online community of readers exploring themes of interest to those who live and work on the High Plains. The Book Club is made possible in part by generous gifts from Lon Fromm of Colby, Kansas, Dr. George Hopkins of Garden City, and from Lynn Hughes of Cimarron, Kansas.
Ten thousand words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my bed. I wrote or read them all, went searching in the swarm, still can't find how to hold my hand.